Radio Tev. Intervija Tev.
9:42 minūtes, dāmas un kungi, jūs klausāties ar radio. Tev šeit studijā ne tikai Kristaps Talbergs, Elizabete Puča, bet arī tikko jūs dzirdējāt Duncan Lawrence kompozīciju Arcade. Un Duncan Lawrence ir šajā brīdī radio Tev studijā. Hey,
hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
You have been a wonderful singer, wonderful artist, and you shocked the world, shocked the Europe by winning Eurovision 2019. Yes?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, it feels like a while ago now.
This was the song that absolutely blew everybody's mind, and what changed before and after winning Eurovision?
I mean, before Eurovision, I was just someone who was writing songs in his bedroom, hoping that one day I would be, like, you know, living the dream. But I kind of was like, it's never going to happen. I'm from Holland. Like, what artist breaks through from that small country? And then I was, like, asked to do Eurovision, and I was like, okay, let's go, because that could be the place where I just showcase myself. And I said, only if I can sing that song, and if we can do it with just a piano, just a spotlight. I really want to be about music. And then after that, everything changed. I went from my bedroom to stadiums.
How hard was it to convince, actually, the production, the everybody, that this is gonna work. This song is amazing, and the whole setup, everything, it's gonna work. Everybody will love it.
I mean, it's a tricky process. It starts with, like, because we have a committee in the Netherlands of 5 people that you have to convince. They were pretty much like, yes, let's go. This is great. So that's really nice to have that support. But then along the way, you also have, like, the production of Eurovision. You have to convince them, like, no, we just want one spotlight. We don't want all the lights, not the flame towers.
Oh, come on, we can do a few more red lights.
That's what they said. Yeah,
lasers and stuff.
And we were like, no. And we were in Israel, so we were like, just like the beginning of times, like, there was no light, and then there was, like, so it was. It helped to throw in those, like, funny little jokes, and then you make it light, and then it goes your way eventually.
You mentioned the great story before we started the interview in live, because Latvia hasn't got into the finals for 6 years.
Yes.
Tell about North Netherlands.
Well, we had that same problem until, first of all, we switched from having a talent show to a committee of people who decided, and a very famous singer, Anouk, in the Netherlands, she's huge, and she decided, she said, like, if no one wants to go, I'll go, but I'll do it my way, with my song, with my visuals. I kind of learned from her to be like, I want to do it my way.
And
after
changed?
That, we went from not going to the finals to ending on fourth place the year after, second place the year after. We constantly reached the finals, 1 year exception, but we do. And I have to say, I was very inspired by that happening, and it helped me a lot in my journey at Eurovision.
Is it the message about the artist's identity to actually get your backbone in place and do your way?
For sure. I think the most important thing, obviously, is the song. It's all about the song, because we're talking about the Eurovision Song Contest. But after that, you know that there's the staging, the et cetera. But I think that what some people don't look at too much is that you need to have someone standing there who is star quality. And star quality, to me, is someone authentic. And often we go for, oh yeah, that song, and oh yeah, throw a couple dancers in, and like, see, but you can only throw a couple dancers in if the person in front of it can stand against that and can dance, actually. Right. So that's a very important thing, I think, keeping it authentic and telling your story and appreciating that you're unique and you can tell your story there.
Jā, īšumā par to, ja nu gadījumā kādam arī grib latviski zināt, ko tad Duncans mums stāstī. Duncans ir sācis vispār savu karjeru guļamistabā, rakstot dziesmas, sapņojot par to, ka viņš kādreiz varētu būt liels mākslinieks un radīt liels skaindarbus. Tas viņam ir šobrīd izdevies. Tāpat arī Duncans izstāstī, ka Nīderlandē šobrīd ir viņam nedaudz citādāk. Šī opcija, kā nokļūt uz Eiroviziju, viņam ir 5 cilvēku žūrī, kur ir jāpārliecina arī arī Nīderlandē nav gājis īpaši spoži 20 gadus. Viņi nebija tikuši finālā, bet tad mākslinieci gāja ar attieksmi, ka nu labi, ja neviens negrib, tad viņa ies un pārstāvēs. Un...
Bet visi jādara viņas, jā, bet pa viņas domām.
Jā, un tad arī Dankans pēc tam ir ņēmis piemēru un iedvesmojies no šīs mākslinieces un ar tādu pašu attieksmi gājis uz Eiroviziju, gājis un uzvarējis.
Awesome. Mēs dāmas un kungi šajā brīdī turpināsim pēc dziesmas sarunu ar Duncan Lawrence, bet šajā brīdī viņa jaunākais singles Electric Life.
Radio Tev. Intervija Tev.
9:51, Duncan Lawrence, Radio Tev studijā, wonderful song, it will right, fit right in our rotation, thank you. It sounded great, please tell me, what have you seen from Latvia?
So, I have to be really honest, I arrived here very late yesterday, so the only thing I saw was my hotel, which is beautiful, and I looked out of the window and I think I saw a park or a graveyard, I don't know what it was, but it was also beautiful, so I hope to have more time to see the city, yeah, for sure.
Okay, and to finish up and wrap it up our conversation, what would be your wishes, words of advice? To our artists here in Latvia who will compete on Saturday.
Just be yourself, try to really channel whatever you feel is a superstar, whatever you think is authentic and stick to that. Don't let yourself be distracted by this is the one number one rule. There's always a way where people say it sounds like a Eurovision song, and once you have that, you know that you should not do that. Just do your own thing. Don't listen to it needs to be a Eurovision thing, because that won't stand out because everyone else is doing that already.
Be original.
Be original, that's the main thing, yeah.
Ja, gadījumā arī šobrīd kāds no mūsu supernovas finālistiem klausās, tad Dankans arī jums visiem novēl to, ka esat jūs paši un pieturoties arī pie tās idejas, kas jums pašiem galvā šķiet, ko tad nozīmē būt labam kvalitatīvam māksliniekam un vienkārši darīt to savu lietu, būt tev pašam.
Thank you for being here, and best of luck in all your creative work, all the future tours, and we're gonna be very happy to meet you again here in Radio Stel.
New single's coming out next month, so
wonderful.
Who knows?
Yeah, wonderful.
And you just go out of your hotel and probably see something.
Something. I will. I
not
promise.
Just through your window, okay?
Walk over the graveyard.
Yeah.
Okay, have a good day. Bye bye.
Thank you. Thanks.
Radio Tev. Intervija Tev. Radio Tev.